This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you get that by getting information. Come on, I go through this every week with you, pretty much every day. I know, you're tired of hearing it, but here's the deal. You can't stop until I actually see a change. And I have yet to see a real solid change. Some of you have caught on. You know, I'm proud of the fact that I've been told by three different people now, in listening to the show for a period of time, decided to run for office. Now, one of them I know won, at one point. So you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, some of you need to catch on to this. Look, you complain about what's going on in your school system. You complain about what's going on with your water. You don't like some of the decisions the city has made. Well, how are you going to change that? And don't start off by saying that I could never run for office. I could never do what you do. You don't know that. You really don't know that. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing now. I never thought I'd be on a school board, pushing back on some of the issues I'm pushing back on. When I first got on a school board, we're talking academics. Now, I know enough to know what I don't know and what I do know. And this is where I get mad at other people who get on these school boards. You're not expected to know everything about everything. You've got on there for a reason. It might be a specific or a couple of things that you were willing to take on. Mine was career tech education. And there's others out there, along the same road. You have to be willing to stand up and fight for those things because they don't hand them to you. And I've seen guys up and down, well, in California, which is where we're watching, right? I've seen guys up and down the state of California that have fought for those issues, that haven't given up easy. It's not, education isn't just about reading, writing, arithmetic, if you would. Okay? I mean, when it comes to learning a skill, learning how to deal in the real world. It's not the social issues I'm worried about. It's a kid who doesn't want a Phillips head screwdriver. It's a kid, a young woman, who can't adjust anything in the house. They have to call somebody $180 an hour to do it. This is the wrong thing to do. We have kids that don't know how to fill out an envelope to mail something and don't say, we don't mail anything anymore, because we do. The IRS itself at times says to you, look, if you can't fax it, if you can't email it, or maybe in this case, you can't fax it, we don't want you to email, you need to send us a real copy. You don't even know what that means. We have kids that don't carry checks at all. I'm not saying they should, but they should at least have access to one. Right? They don't know how to sign the check. They don't know what a stamp goes on an envelope. I mean, can we really talk about this? The basics that children don't know about. Young people, excuse me, I don't call them children. It's just amazing to me. And so, it's up to us as parents. Right? It's up to us as parents to make sure our kids are getting a good, and don't be selfish about it. Your kids are getting a good education, and make sure that you're fighting for the education of others too. A community isn't about just mine. About me. It's about my kids, about me, about mine, about ours. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, it's a bigger picture than just you and your kids. Because if it's affecting your kids, it's affecting other kids. I keep telling people all the time, I don't care if it's city council, water board, city, you know, school board, anything along those lines. Make relationships. Show up at board meetings. Show up at city council meetings. Show up at water board meetings. Right? Talk to these people. Get to know them. Tell them when they do something right. Tell them when you take exception. Not yell at them. Tell them when you take exception at something they said. This is how you get things worked out. This is how you get things fixed. This is how you make things happen. Anyway. You saw it happen in Tennessee. Several thousand people gathered at the state capitol in Nashville. They want to protest the gender mutilation surgeries for minors. And I say it that way now because the more and more I look into this, I find that it's just so disingenuous. You've got more and more kids that want to detransition. You've got girls that have been devastated because they were told they could always go back. It's not true. Look, once they remove your uterus, they remove your breasts, I'm sorry, how easy do you think it is to go back? They're allowing kids to make these decisions. Where are the adults in the room? Where are they? Medical science is not closed on this. We don't have years to look into this to know exactly what's happening, how it's affecting these kids, what it's doing to them chemically. And anybody who tells you that we do is lying to you. They found one of the hospitals in Boston that specializes in this, telling their people that hormone blockers can be reversed. It's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. They can't be reversed. It's not like a pause and they're waiting to cut loose. Because kids develop over a period of time. Girls develop, boys develop over a period of time. Children first, the families first, Blackburn said, radical leftists trying to put their woke agenda on every single family in this state. Right? She went in and she went down. We'll talk more about this later on in the show, but it's a big deal because they stood up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Matt Rexrow joins me. He's been a staple in California politics for years. We'll see if California can hold on. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, I'm always complaining about California politics. And it's because it's just, it makes absolutely no sense to me. We've got some of the best educational facilities in the country, in this state. Best colleges and what have you. And I can't believe how the decisions that some people make when it comes to, you know, who they vote for, what they're looking for. I don't know what it's going to take for the state to turn around, for them to really understand what's being done to them. But hey, this is not my area of expertise. Like I always tell you, bring on people that have a clue. I don't have a clue. Just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I do. Matt Rexrow joins me. He's been an influential part of California politics for more than 25 years. He's a founding partner at Meridian Pacific and a former senior staff person in the California legislature. I've known Nat for, God, quite a few years. I don't want to give away my age that much. So, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's an exciting time for politics. We got about, 2 weeks and a day left.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're running for office, that might as well be 3.5 months. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it can't be over soon enough.
I realize that, but this is hopefully everyone's got their plan, they're following their plan, and they're now implementing their plan.
Yeah, it's interesting when we have new people in the process trying to explain to them that your fight doesn't stop until, the election night is over. You keep pounding away, you keep making calls, you keep visiting events and what have you, right up until they stop counting ballots. It's just crazy.
Well, you're exactly right, which is what drives me crazy when I have people who want to, about a week out, they want to start planning their election night party and spending all their time doing that. It just drives me insane. They need to finish strong and finish till 8 o'clock on election night. And then the reality is that now in California politics, it can even go beyond that because you can postmark your ballot that night and still get it there.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how long it takes for us to get this stuff done. And when you talk about the party that night, I've been telling people, look, I've been doing this for a while. You've been doing it longer than I have. You won't know that night who wins. You get the first drop at around 8:30. You'll get a flurry of numbers, maybe 8:45-ish. And then you really don't get a solid other drop until late in the evening, maybe. Am I wrong?
Well, actually, you're not wrong, but it's actually very different now than it used to be. Even 10 years ago or 5 years ago, we used to have Republicans were always needed to be pretty far ahead on election night, and then their lead narrowed over the course of time as absentees were counted up to several weeks after the election. Due to the, for whatever reason, as a result of President Trump and some of the questions regarding the ballot security process that people have, Republicans actually pick up votes now. So for my clients, I'll be looking very closely. And if we're tied on election night, 5 years ago, it was almost certain that we were going to lose as ballots came in. But for all my clients in June and 2 years ago, we pick up ballots. We pick up votes. And the lead widens, actually, the farther we go from election day.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because one of the things we used to do, to your point, we'd watch for the first drop of the absentees, and we'd sit there and go, oh, my God, can't come back from that.
Yeah.
Or, no, they can't grab me from that. And you're right. It's totally changed.
It's 180 degrees. And, we almost always, the Republican candidates always had a huge lead when absentees were counted. And that's just not the way it's done anymore. And so the problem for Republicans is that as people hold their ballots, and I would encourage everyone to get their ballots in, for no other reason than for those people trying to get people out to vote, they don't have to contact you anymore. And if you want people to stop knocking on your door and stop calling you and stop emailing you, turn in your ballot. And then you're at that point, you're of no use to them anymore. You've turned out, you voted, and you can get on with your day.
Yeah, this is funny we're talking about this because people know that I'm running for office again and I'm working through some things and I'm so used to the quote unquote absentee chase, right? I'm so used to, you're watching the ballots, who sent them in, who do you need to call, who do you need to poke again, that kind of thing. That has kind of gone out the window. Now it's early returners and late returners of these mail-in ballots and trying to chase these people. Yesterday we were at 5% return in my area.
Well, but that's 5% returns, but the reality is that means that 5% of the votes have mailed from Santa Clarita, they've been sent down to Norwalk, Norwalk's uploaded them or processed them, and then moved them through the system. And so far more people than that have voted. Their ballot, though, is in the sequence of getting in the mailbox, getting to Norwalk, going through the system, and then being uploaded to the system that would allow you to be able to read it. And so it may only be 5%, and some areas in the state are up to 10% that have been processed so far. But my guess is close to a quarter of the electorate has already voted.
Let me switch gears slightly on you here. And one of the things that I've been talking about a lot, I've kind of looked at what was going on across the country over the last year. And in my area particularly, we have we have five different school districts. And so what I've done is we got a pool of people together to run. And I kept telling them, run on the issues that everybody else is running on across the country. Restoring parental rights, restoring parental access in education, and that kind of thing. Do you think that that's going to play out as well in California as it has in other states?
Well, I don't know that it'll play out as well in California just because California is so different. I was wrong 2 years ago. I really predicted that there were going to be a lot of incumbent school board members who were going to lose based on the way that they responded to the pandemic. And I actually thought school bonds would go down in flames as well. But school bonds passed to a large extent throughout California, and incumbents largely got reelected. It's not until this time that we're actually seeing some legitimate challengers to school board members in the states. But it's not universal, and that wave that's happening, you know, people talk about this red wave that may happen in certain parts of the country, and I actually do think that will happen. It's going to be somewhat muted in California just based on the sheer demographics of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's part of what I was going to go, the road I want to go down with you, too, is I want to talk about the chances of winning California back as a Republican. I know that, you know, we've been able to hold on to local seats forever. I mean, it seems like the majority of local seats, especially in and around my area, held by Republicans, but they can't make that jump to the state level. Well, what's the blockage?
Well, there's a couple things. One is just the sheer demographics of California. Close to a majority of the population is Democrats. And so for a candidate to win statewide who's a Republican has to have a ton of crossover appeal. But then the other thing that people kind of forget about is that it's incredibly difficult when you're like the Senate Republican leader, Scott Wilk, who's from your area of the world. He has a really tough job because he has to raise money as the minority leader. And so
you got to pause because the network computer is going to take you out. So just hang tight. We'll be back in a minute. Going to a commercial. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Rebuffed by Western countries, Russia doubled down on its claim that Kyiv is preparing to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine and said it would bring the issue to the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Russia sent a letter on its claims about Kyiv to the United Nations late on Monday, and diplomats said Moscow planned to raise the issue with the Security Council at a closed meeting the following day. Rishi Sunak will become Britain's first Prime Minister of color on Tuesday after he won the race to lead the Conservative Party, tasked with steering a deeply divided country through an economic downturn set to leave millions of people poorer. Sunak, 42, will become the country's youngest leader in modern times. Jury selection began on Monday in the tax fraud trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump's company, with the Trump Organization ready to accuse its longtime chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, of lying in a criminal case in which it accused of awarding off-the-books benefits to some senior executives. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. But listen, I always tell you the same thing. You really got to hear from the experts. You got to hear from the people that are in the trenches and the people who do this on a regular basis and understand. You know, we all think we have a clue. We all think that if we do it, we know how to do it. We know how to get it done. And many of you really don't. Politics, it might as well be from a different planet, the way it plays out most of the time. The things you think are normal and natural and would roll out in the regular world don't always roll out in the political world. That's why I bring on people that have a clue, because, like I say, I really don't. So I've asked Matt Rexrode to join me. He's been an influential part of California politics for more than 25 years. I've known about you probably 15 to 18 years when you were involved in some of the campaigns in my area, Senator Wilk and input to Steve Knight and a few others.
Well, I worked for Pete Knight when I was 23 years old, long ago.
Wow. It's almost like a family relationship in this area with everybody who's kind of intertwined with everybody else that kind of grew up in the business, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, I used to work with Cameron Smythe and still consider him to be a good friend, and that's where I got to know a lot of the people who are, you know, kind of the folks who are involved in politics there in Santa Clarita.
Well, that's kind of where I want to be with you, is to say to you, we were talking about the jump here in California politics. It seems like Republicans can take these school boards, they can take these water boards, and Cameron and others like him, they take these city councils, they can't. A hard time making the jump in the state, almost impossible, actually. And you were talking about State Senator Wilk when we went to break.
Well, yeah, it's when you're out there competing for resources, you have a Democrat supermajority in Sacramento. They've controlled two-thirds of the Assembly, two-thirds of the Senate, more than two-thirds in both houses, as well as all the constitutional offices and a majority of the Board of Equalization. It makes it really difficult to raise money because folks say, well, why do I want to support your cause if you're not going to be effective? And it takes a really good, articulate leader to be able to articulate the reason why people should get behind a candidate to put another Republican or two more Republicans in the Assembly or Senate or Attorney General or whatever it might be. And so it makes it more difficult. And, you know, we have had a couple really good Assembly and Senate leaders. We have Scott Wilk and James Gallagher right now leading the Republican caucuses in both houses who are doing a great job, but their job is made harder by having fewer numbers in their caucuses.
Yeah, and you know, I don't understand this. Again, I was just talking about how things don't play out in the real world like they do in the political world. The regulations that the state puts on businesses and what have you, you would think some of the larger businesses, some of the tech businesses up there, would sit back and go, look, they're killing us. Look at what they're costing us here, and look at what they're costing us there. And yet they keep giving money to the Democrats.
Well, you know, something, part of that is there's a couple reasons for that. One is that they do that. You know, people used to talk all the time about how there was this disagreement or balance between business interest and labor interest. But the reality is that for political contributions right now, business interests in California give the majority of their contributions to Democratic candidates and causes. And the labor unions give very few dollars to Republicans overall. And so we have a huge imbalance in terms of where the political resources are. And I just, you know, you can look around the state, whether it be for legislative seats or the governor's race or any other race, and generally the Democrats have vastly more resources available to them to run their campaigns than the Republicans do.
Yeah, but do they really need more resources? You said it early on was that the registration is so much more when it comes to Democrats versus Republicans. And the way the message has been put out there, I mean, I watched the exit polls when Governor Newsom was being recalled, and I listened to what people were saying. And most of what they were saying seemed to be that they were afraid of Republican rule. They were afraid that the Republicans would get in more than they were mad at what Newsom was doing. Have the Democrats done that good of a picture of painting us as that evil here in the state?
I would argue that during that recall election, basically the Democrats and Governor Newsom did a really good job of being able to strike fear into Democrats and middle-of-the-road voters to fear the Republicans. They turned Larry Elder and others into the boogeyman, and that was very effective for them to be able to win. A better financed campaign against Governor Newsom, I would argue there's plenty of things to point to that makes his record in office very problematic, but there weren't enough resources to be able to communicate that to the voters out there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There was, and we never have enough money, it seems, in California when it comes to running these races and punching back on these things. We also seem to play by the way I deal with things. We play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules as Republicans instead of, you know, jumping into guerrilla warfare like they do. Do you agree with that comment or?
Well, to some extent I do. The other part of it that's really important is, and having worked on campaigns, you know, in your area of the world for many years now, the Democrats have a couple of advantages. And one of them is the ability to be able to turn out like walkers from SEIU or other places. They that's a huge advantage. Try getting a small business owner to shut down their business and go out walking for a day, going door to door in Saugus. That's not likely going to happen. But you have a lot of unions who are really good at turning out their people. It's a built-in labor pool to help run your political campaigns, and it's very effective. And those people are oftentimes, due to paycheck deductions, are oftentimes their donors as well.
Yeah, interesting you should say that, because when Katie Hill was running up in our area, we were visited by the SEIU purple shirts, young girls, young guys, probably four or five times, as opposed to once, maybe twice, by the party itself, by the Republican Party. And to your point, yeah, they were out in massive numbers in my area.
And in that year, they were doing everything they could to beat Steve Knight, and they were there more about defeating him than they were about electing Katie Hill. And we all saw how that turned out.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. So give me a prediction as to what you see rolling out here in California, kind of a status quo thing. Will Republicans pick up some seats, whether it be in the Assembly, the Senate, or even at a local level?
Well, I think that Republicans are about to have a very good year. And I wrote a piece in the Sacramento Bee here 6 or 8 months ago that President Biden is really just handing us a great opportunity. His performance in office has been subpar, and voters are unhappy. And that's a huge change from just 2 years ago, when the independent voters were very upset with President Trump and the Republicans. And now you have those same independent voters who are equally happy to throw Joe Biden and his party out of office. And so I think not only nationally, but in some of the swing districts in California, they're brand new because of redistricting. You're going to see some Republicans pick up some seats. The real question, though, is, can we hold those seats during a presidential year? And I'm not sure of that yet. We'll find that out going forward. But I think Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the legislature and in Congress. I don't know how many of them will be in California, but we will pick up some seats, I hope. And then the real question is, will we have the resources to be able to defend those seats? I really hope that, you know, Mike Garcia is reelected there from your area and returns to Congress.
I see Mike, and this is only based on what I'm seeing and being out and being with the troops, if you would. I think Mike takes it again this year. I'm not so sure he can do it again. And well, not because of Mike, but because of demographics.
He is an incredibly hardworking man, though. And so he's not screwing around. He's a hard worker. And, you know, for me and somebody who works in campaigns, it's difficult when your client, and Mike Garcia is not my client, but when you want to win more than your client, it's a problem. And I doubt that anyone is working harder in the Mike Garcia campaign than Mike Garcia.
Oh, agreed. I mean, I used to say that Senator Wilk was probably the hardest working guy when it came to, you know, running a campaign, running for office. And when I worked with Congressman Garcia, when he came in, I said, Scott, he's giving you a run for your money. I mean, this guy hustles.
Well, it's a good sign for Republican politics if we have candidates who are competing to be the hardest working candidate. That's a great thing, as opposed to trying to pick out who's the laziest. So I'm all about having hardworking candidates. That's a great thing and is a signal of future success.
All right, we're going to go a quick break. When we come back, I do want to go down some of the issues that you see is going to be major in this election. What's going to drive this election? What's going to drive people to, you know, vote for Republicans, especially in places like California, especially some of these blue states that you're hearing there could be a red wave in. Joe Vasile, your host, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Michael Adell's made it easier for us to go ahead and make a few bucks online with the social media outlets have not. They've actually made it harder for us. I could go through the whole story with you, but I'm not going to waste my time right now. Remember, you head over there, use promo code Joe on the way out. You save anywhere from 30 to 70% on product made here in this country. And the guy who gets the money for this, not only does he keep Americans working, but he's fighting for the same causes that are close to you. He's willing to give the money to causes that are close to your causes. Stop giving your money to people who don't care about what you believe, don't care about what's close to your heart, and use the money for the exact opposite things that you stand for. So, you know what? Maybe it's a little pain. Maybe it'll take you a little longer. But take the time to do it the right way. Matt Rexroth joins me. He's been an influential part of California politics for well over 25 years. He's a founding partner of Meridian Pacific, a former senior staff person in the California legislature. And, you know, Matt and I were talking about California politics, which is a whole different animal. I don't know any other way to put it, but truly different here in the Los Angeles area, if you would. Matt, thanks for being with me. Very much appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just talk to me a little bit about the driving forces. You know, you said it earlier. You said that you didn't think that the same reasons to replace school board members were going to play out in California as they do and have done in other areas. I mean, I've seen across the country where you've seen a large group of Democrats replaced on the school board by Republicans in a heavy Democrat area all in one swipe. Why won't that play out here, do you think?
Well, it could. But, you know, let's go back to resources again. So, you know, I've run several campaigns up here in Northern California where we've had great candidates who are community-oriented, cruising right along, doing really well. And during the last 3 weeks of the election, the local teachers union dumps in hundreds of thousands of dollars and takes that person out. So, you know, part of it is a resources issue. But the other part of it is that a lot of those – the way they do politics, some of those teachers unions are just very good at what they do in terms of winning, winning races. And they do that. I just also think that the state of California is just very different in terms of the electorate than some of the states you might, be pointing to where you saw a huge turnover, like rural parts of Virginia or, other parts of the country. And also that, you know, you're, you know, for your view on that, Joe, you're in the suburbs of the Los Angeles area. You know, there's lots of conservative school boards and, well, actually there's over 1,000 school boards in California, and the vast majority of them have Republicans that are major parts of them because they represent rural parts of California where they tend to be more conservative and Republican.
Yeah, again, quite interesting. Okay, so let's take a sweep across the country. Are you believing in the red wave that everybody is kind of talking about looking forward? Do you think it's going to be a little more moderate? Do we get the Senate back? Do we get the Senate, or do we get the House back?
Well, I actually do think there's a red wave, and if you just look at the objective data points that are available, and you just look at things like unemployment, you look at inflation, you look at the party who's not in power, who are the Republicans, don't have control of the House, don't have control of the Senate, don't have the White House. You know, normally Republicans just would pick up seats on the natural, but when you throw in the performance of President Biden, where he's viewed as very unfavorable. 2 years ago, if you would have said that President Biden's favorable number would be as low or lower than President Trump's when he left office, you probably would have found that to be impossible to have happened. And that's exactly what's happened. There was a brief time right after the Dobbs decision where I feel that Democrats felt that they were kind of reversing that trend and that the only real thing that they might have had going for them is that suburban women wouldn't have been happy about the Dobbs decision or the leaked Dobbs decision. But that has actually largely faded away. I know it's a very important issue for many, but I've never actually believed that that was going to drive people to vote in California. California's law is going to be unchanged largely with Prop 1, and I view Prop 1 mostly as an effort by the legislative leaders and the governor to turn out voters. It has really nothing to do with policy. And so I think if that issue is being pushed aside and it's not at tops of people's minds, people are far more concerned about, you know, basically issues like public safety, which are good for Republicans, or immigration, which are good for Republicans. Under those circumstances, Republican office holders will do very well. And that's why 2 weeks from tomorrow night, I think there's going to be a lot of Republicans elected. And I think Kevin McCarthy will be the speaker-elect of the House of Representatives.
Well, I love the positiveness. I really do. I mean, I joke with a friend of mine who comes on the show that he is very much an optimist. And I'm believing we're going to have a win as well. I don't know if we're going to have the big wave that everybody, because sometimes we get overconfident with things. But I, your point about the abortion issue and a few other issues that the Dems played hard on, even Democrat, you know, single moms or Democrat mom, young Democrat moms are worried about the inflation issue, which the Democrats say is pretty much non-existent, worried about feeding their kids, getting them work, and those kind of safety, if you would, looking around at what's happening. I won't even go into downtown L.A. right now, and you know, I'm not that kind of guy that gets fearful easy, but I don't want to go down there and have to deal with the garbage that's going on down there right now myself. Those are the issues that are going to drive Democrats out, is it not?
Well, so the funny
you
part...
You can tell me I'm wrong. It's cool.
No, I'm happy to tell you you're wrong if I thought so, but I'd ask you to think about it maybe a little differently. When we do survey work and we look at local government issues for mayor, city council, county supervisor, for the last 5 years, homelessness has been the top issue on every single survey I've done all across the state of California. There's no exception to that. The difference is that when you're running for state office, it isn't necessarily the top issue. That issue is now public safety in a large chunk of California. And so those issues tend to work well for Republicans running for state office and federal office. Those things are important. For federal office, it's about inflation, and Republicans have always done well on economic issues. But for the local level, in terms of homelessness, it's hard to say that anyone's really cracked the code on being able to deal with that issue effectively. It's true that it's an important issue in Republican cities or Democratic cities anywhere, everywhere, and there are very few places that have actually done a very good job in terms of dealing with the homeless population.
No, everybody, I love when people are running for office and they talk about how they've got the answer for homelessness, and frankly, I'm saying nobody's got a real answer for homelessness because you got to get everybody on the same page to really make a difference and to make it work. I want to come down to the LA City Council with you. I just got to get your thoughts on this. When everything first came down and they got caught with that audio about saying the really nasty racist things, I said, nobody will resign. Nobody's going to, because that's just that community. Nobody's going to push the Democrats out. Am I wrong?
Well, one of them did resign. Mary Martinez already did resign, and the labor leader did. Kevin DeLeon.
They resigned from the actual council, or did they resign from like being president and that kind of thing?
Nuri Martinez has resigned from the council, and the labor union leader resigned from his position. Kevin DeLeon has said he's not going to resign, and Gil Cedillo will be out of office in December anyway. Now, 2 weeks after the fact, Governor Newsom has suddenly found the courage to ask Cedillo and DeLeon to resign. What we saw happen in those tapes, and there's a lot of folks who want to talk about the difference of some of the terrible things that were said about a child and different races on those tapes. But that's actually a really important this is an important lesson about redistricting and why it matters. And in the case of Los Angeles, you have a huge clash demographically between the Latino and African-American populations. And I think Los Angeles is going to end up with an independent redistricting commission as a result of this. Their previous commission was a farce, and now they're going to have a commission that is basically is going to draw their districts for them and hand them to them. And so as a result, you will see more Latinos on the Los Angeles City Council than we've had in the past.
Yeah, I it's interesting that California has the California Voting Rights Act that went through years ago, and our district went from at-large, which I much more enjoyed, because we represent the whole community no matter what. Even if we only get voted in from our little district, we represent 22,000 kids across my valley. And the whole idea behind it was to give other people a shot to get in there, and what it did was it pushed out the only two Latinos we had on the board. And it did have the exact opposite effect of what I was told they were trying to do.
Well, that's not uncommon, but at the same time, local smaller district elections are better for minority candidates to have a chance to be able to win, and that's just been proven around the state. The California Voting Rights Act has been used, and I've actually used it as an attorney to force cities to go to elections in some cases, district elections. But the problem is that the remedy in and of itself isn't really the solution to the problem. You have to go to district elections if you have racially polarized voting, and if you can prove it in any way. The reality is it's almost an assumption that you do, and as a result, no entity has been able to basically escape the California Voting Rights Act remedy, which is to go to district elections. But I think it's a little bit ridiculous when the California Voting Rights Act is applied to really small school districts or really small cities where you might have 2,000 people. If the district has 2,000 residents in it, district elections are not going to be what's preventing somebody or going to help somebody get elected to office. They just need to go out there and walk and meet their neighbors and get elected.
Oh, yeah. Got to do the work. Matt, it's been a pleasure. Really appreciate your time with me. People can find you where?
Just email me at matt@rexrail.com, and I'm happy to talk to anyone and look forward to
Sacramento Beach.
Yeah, I'm going to Sacramento Beach too, but reach out, and I'd love to talk to people.